哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
哈利路亚，may peace be with everyone。
啊，我们这一节要来讲，起来一起建造吧。
啊，this session we talk about let's rise up and build。
啊，也来讲一讲从尼希米看到我们现在教会遇到的情况。
And from the book Nehemiah, we talk about the situation we encounter today from a church。
也分享一下这一次小弟去日本参加大阪教会的现堂里的感想。
And also, I will share some sharing that this time I attended the dedication of Osaka Church.
首先请打开尼希米记。
Please turn to the book of Nehemiah.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
尼希米记第二章。
Nehemiah chapter 2.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
尼希米记二章十七节。
Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 17.
我们一起大声读。
Let's read out loud together.
一二三，以后我对他们说，我们所造的烂耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。这是我们这一次灵恩会的主题的信息。
This is the message and theme of this spiritual convocation.
有人看到城墙荒凉破坏，但是可以有没有任何的感觉。
Some people may see the city wall lie in ruins, but they may not have any feeling.
他可以继续过他的日子。
They can just continue to live their own life.
耕他的田，盖他的房屋。
They can plow their own field and build their own house.
但是有人却看到城墙荒废了，心急如焚。
But some people see the ruin of the wall, but they are burning inside themselves.
那么很想要把它重建起来。
They want to rebuild the wall.
这是不同的感觉。
This is different kind of feelings.
为什么会有不同的感觉？
Why they are different kind of feelings?
因为他们对神的感觉不一样。
Because their feelings to God is different.
如果一个人对神没有感觉，
If a person have no feelings to God,
对信仰也没有感觉，
and they have no feelings to their faith.
他觉得信仰荒废没有什么关系啊，更好，不用去聚会更好啊。
They think it's good that their faith is in ruin because I don't need to go to service. That's even better.
没有，这边没有教会更好啊。
And there's, if there's no church in this place, it's even better.
教会没有人，那干脆就关起来了。
If there's no people in the church, let's shut it down.
或者是没有会堂啊，那在家里看视频，看别的地方更好啊。
If there's no chapel, we can just stay home and watch streaming online.
或者是教会没有慕道者，哎呀，更好啊，不用忙了。
If there's no truth seeker, even better. We don't need to be so busy.
我孩子没有信仰，那更好，不用每个礼拜逼他去聚会。
If my children has no faith, then I don't need to force them to church every week.
我可以礼拜六去做自己喜欢的事。
And every Saturday I can do the thing that I like to do.
因为这些人已经对神没有了感觉。
Because these kind of people, they already lost feelings to God.
所以荒凉就让它荒凉了。
And if they lie in ruins, let it lie in ruins.
但是对尼希米来说，
But for Nehemiah,
这是不能接受的。
This is unacceptable.
为什么不能接受？
Why is it?
因为神的名羞辱了。
Because it's a reproach to God's name.
这个所谓的耶路撒冷城，所谓的大郡的城，是神的城啊。
This city of Jerusalem is the city of God.
结果荒凉，城墙都没有。
But the wall lies ruined.
一个普通的城市都有城墙。
Even a simple city, they may have city wall.
神的城竟然堕落到这样子，这个城墙破坏了这样子。
But city of God is broken like this.
这样是不可以接受的。
This is unacceptable.
因为神的名会被外邦人羞辱啊。
Because it's become a reproach to God's name.
哇，这个但是他为了神心急如焚啊。
And so he's burned with fire. His heart is burning.
今天如果你对神有心。
Today, if you have heart,
你有爱神的心。
If you have a heart of loving God,
如果看到教会荒凉了，你会很焦急。
If you see the church in ruin, you will be very uneasy.
如果你看到自己家里某一个家里的成员信仰失败了、荒凉了、离开神了，你会很焦急。
If you see someone in your family, they left church and they don't have faith, you will be very 焦急。
很 nervous 啊。
很 nervous。
因为你会觉得说怎么可以这样，这不能被接受的。
Because this is unacceptable.
我们今天会把一些属灵的软弱看成可以接受的。
Today we see something, our spiritual weakness, we see that is acceptable.
我们已经被世界妥协了，被同化了。
And we are become one with the worldly trend.
教会软弱没关系啊，哪一个教会不软弱？
And the church is weak, Which church is not weak?
啊，末世都是这样子啦。
In the end time, every church is like this.
但是不可以这样的。
But we should not be like this.
尼希米他的心在神上面。
But Nehemiah's heart is on God.
所以他看到很多的问题。
So he see a lot of problems.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
所以他说我们遭遇的这些难。
And he said all this we encounter today.
耶路撒冷怎么样荒凉？
And how Jerusalem lies waste.
城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。
It gates are burned with fire. You all saw it.
难道以前没看见吗？
Did you not see it before?
以前也看见，但是没感觉。
Of course you see it before, but you don't have any feeling.
因为以前属灵的眼睛是瞎掉了。
Because we are spiritually blind before.
看到没有感觉。
You saw it, but you didn't have any feeling.
但是尼希米有属灵的眼睛。
But Nehemiah have his spiritual eyesight.
哇，这个城门烧到这样子，破掉。
And the city gates are burned and broken like this.
神的名被羞辱，我们也没有好过。
And God's name is profaned, and they don't have a good life.
这样子怎么可以继续下去？
And how can they live like this?
所以我们要起来重新建造吧。
So they say, "Come, let us build the wall of Jerusalem."
这句话很重要，是我们整个灵恩会要记住的。
And this is the most important verse that we need to memorize in our spiritual conference.
一个重要的工作，一定要有一个带领者来做推动。
And an important work that's a leader to motivate people to do it.
当然是神的工是没有错。
Of course, this is the work of God.
神的工透过谁来做呢？
But the work of God is done through whom?
神不会自己在天上下来盖城墙啊。
God will not come down here to build the wall himself.
神当然可以自己盖。
Of course, he can build it himself.
神天地万物都可以创造了。
He can create the whole world.
一个城墙算什么？一句话就盖好了。
Of course, that's nothing for a city wall. He can just speak and then he can build up the wall.
但是神帮你盖，对你有帮助吗？
But if God built it himself, it is helpful for you.
因为你自己不觉得这是很宝贵啊。
Because you don't think this is very precious.
你自己信仰不重建，不自己去重建，你不会得到帮助，你不会得到体验。
If you don't rebuild your faith, you will not have experience in your faith.
但是建城墙的过程是痛苦的，是漫长的，是辛苦了，流脸眼泪又流汗的。
But the process of building the wall is a suffering and it's a lot of sweat.
所以神深感动耶利米，尼希米。
So God first moved Nehemiah.
尼希米再去推动，再去激动身边的人。
And Nehemiah motivated the people around him.
只有一个尼希米就够了。
And he only need one Nehemiah.
尼希米可以感动别人。
Nehemiah can move others.
因为尼希米有神的同在。
Because there's abidance of God with him.
今天尼希米在哪里？
Where's Nehemiah today?
今天家里的尼希米在哪里？
Where's the Nehemiah in your family?
我们刚刚听传传道的见证。
We just heard the testimony of Preacher Chan.
他爸爸曾经是迷失的羊。
His father was a lost sheep once.
但是他妈妈信心比较好。
But his mother has a better faith.
不断为丈夫祷告，不断为这个家庭祷告。
And keep praying for this family.
这个神感动了神。
And this moved God.
等他爸爸回头的时候。
When his father turned around,
还可以在教会侍奉
and he can serve in the church.
那孩子也可以当传道
and the children become preachers.
因为这是妈妈的带导
and this is because of the intercession of the mother.
那个妈妈就是家里的尼希米
and the mother is the Nehemiah of the family.
如果没有妈妈的带导，我相信今天不是他们家里不是这样
If there's no intercession of the mother, their family will not be like this today.
如果没有人带导
if there's no one interceding,
所谓的没有人 care.
It means no one care.
就让它烂了。
Just let it lie in ruin.
老公不来就不来了，不来更好啊，不要啰嗦我。
If the husband don't come, it's good. Then he won't be murmur against me.
不信就不信了，我自己去教会就好了。
If he doesn't believe, that's okay. I just go to church myself.
I don't care.
I don't care.
有一天有一个弟兄
，One day there was a
去教会穿了一件 T-shirt.
He wear a T-shirt to church.
我没有留意他穿什么 T-shirt.
I didn't.Pay attention.
我太太说你没有留意他穿什么 T 恤
And my wife asked me, "Do you see what kind of T-shirt the brother?"
我说没有啊 ，T-shirt 就 T-shirt， 不是每一件都一样。
Say, "Oh, is T-shirt isn't everyone the same?"
男人看衣服跟女人看衣服就不一样。我们对男人来说衣服都一样。
To men, all the
只要不破就好了。女人就看到。
So, but women see differently.
哇，他说那个衣服上面写 "I don't care."
So, the T-shirts.I have a printing say, I don't care.
哦，好酷哦。
And of course, it's very cool.
现在的人就觉得 I don't care, 就是好酷啊。我不管了，关我什么事。
Today people think it's cool if you don't care.
这句话是一体两面。
And there's double meanings.
可以好，也可以不好。我们不要批评那个穿 I don't care 的人。但是你下次来教会最好不要穿。
We don't criticize others, but if you go to church, you better not wear this kind of T-shirt.
我们来教会的穿正式一点比较好。
If you come to church, you should wear more formally.
但是 I don't care 世界的引诱，哎，这个好。
If you don't care about the temptation of the world, this is good.
你怎么他怎么引诱你，你都不要跟他。I don't care.
No matter how the world tempts you, you don't care.
世界流行什么，我也不 care.
The trend of the world, you don't care.
我就穿的正正式式来教会，我管他流行什么，我也不管名牌。
I just wear formally to church. I don't care about the brand name.
我不会羡慕那个几千块的包包。I don't care.
I won't be jealous of all those expensive purses.
包包能带带东西就好了，为什么一定要很贵？
If a purse you can carry stuff, it's good. Why does it need to be expensive?
对于世界的东西，你不要 care.
You should not care about the worldly things.
对于别人的批评，对于别人的对你的非议或者讲你坏话，你也不要 care.
And you don't need to care about the criticism of other people.
只要你做得对。
As long as you do it right.
只要你走到真理上面。
As long as you walk in the truth.
别人讲什么不是很重要。
It doesn't matter what other people say.
这样传道已经跟我们讲了，他说 one with God is majority. 你站在神那边就是大多数啊。
And preacher said already, if you are with God, you are in the majority.
你管这个世界怎么讲。
It doesn't matter what the world is saying.
所以对世界，我们是不要 care， 不要管他们。
So we should not care about the world.
我们做我们自己该做的事。
We should just do our own duty.
讨神的喜欢。
And we should just please God.
但是另外一方面来说，如果你对神的事情 don't care， 就不好了。
But on the other side, if you don't care about God's work, then it's not good.
教会那么软弱。
The church is so weak.
有时候晚上聚会人很少。
Sometimes in the evening service, not many people attending.
如果有时候聚完会，大家都赶着回家，没有人打扫。
Sometimes after service, everyone rush home and no one clean up the church.
很多人吃饭，但是很少人做事。
A lot of people eat, but not many people work.
为什么？
Why?
因为很多人 don't care.
Because a lot of people don't care.
出张嘴巴很简单。
And they just talk, and it's very simple.
给意见很容易。
It's easy to give an opinion.
但是真的要你做事，真的要你把手弄湿，把衣服弄脏。
But if ask you to get your hand dirty and work,
你愿不愿意？
Are you willing?
你可以给意见，你可以让教会做得更好。
You can give your opinion. You can make the church works better.
但是我们也要把自己的心力放进去啊。
But we need to put our own effort in it.
是看耶利米，他可以看到问题，他可以说：“哎呀，都这样的，都已经那么95年了。”
Nehemiah can say that, "Oh, it's already been like this for like 15 years."
对不对？哎，让他再15年也没关系啦。
Let it be like this for another 15 years. It's okay.
都那么久了。
It's already been so long.
我也改变不了什么。
I cannot change anything.
我只是个小官而已啊。
I'm just a small official.
我可以做什么大事？
What can I do? What big things can I do?
他也可以说，
but he can also say,
哎呀，这个我不做，还有别人会做了。
If I don't do it, someone else will do it.
神会感动别人的。
God will move others to do it.
哎，我又不是全世界唯一一个可以推动重建神墙的人。
I'm not the only one that can motivate others to rebuild the wall.
那么难的问题哦，等我回远方的这个波斯那边呢，我就什么都看不见了。
That's a big problem. I just stay in Persia and I will not see all this problem.
有一句话叫做看不见为干净。
There's a saying that if I don't see it, it is clean.
看不见问题，我就不会去想问题。
If I don't see the problem, then I don't think about the problem.
其实问题一直都存在。
But the problem itself is always there.
但是我们没有去面对它。
But we just never face it.
利希米很勇敢。
Nehemiah is very brave.
他没有逃避问题。
He didn't try to hide from the problem.
带领大家去面对这个问题。
He bring people to face this problem.
他不是说来吧，你们去重建城墙。
He didn't say come, let you to build the wall.
我们有时候都很简单哦，来吧，执务会你去解决这个问题。
Sometimes we say, oh, church council, you guys solve this problem.
来啊，传道啊，执事啊，负责人啊，你们去做了。
Preacher, deacons, you guys should do it.
我们是监督你们的。
We are the supervisor.
不是。
No.
李希美说我们。
Nehemiah said, us.
动员大家。
Motivate everyone.
我们要重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
We need to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
免得再受凌辱。
So that we may no longer be a reproach.
他把这个问题提升成为属灵的问题啊。
He raised this problem become a spiritual problem.
他说我们没城墙，神的名会受羞辱啊，被凌辱啊。
He said this wall will cost a reproach for God to God's name.
我们是神的选民，结果我们墙都没有。
We are the chosen people of God, but we don't even have a city wall.
有时候我们想想自己的情况。
Let's think upon our own situation.
有时候我们信仰如果很荒凉啊，信仰很软弱啊。
Sometimes if our faith is weak and it's in ruin.
好像城墙都没有。
It's just like a city without wall.
好像门都没有。
It's like a city without gate.
有时候我们真的是被羞辱，被外邦人羞辱。
Sometimes we become a reproach to the Gentile.
有时候别人会说啊，我们家没有信主，都没有你这种问题。结果你们信主的怎么会搞成这样？
Some people may say, I didn't believe in Christ, but I don't have this kind of problem. But you believe in Christ, how come you have this problem in your family?
有时候我们如果孩子的信仰软弱。
Sometimes if our children's faith is weak,
出了问题,
and there's problem,
不荣耀神,
and it's not glorified to God for God.
外邦人都没有这种问题，我孩子有这种问题。
Even the Gentile, they don't have this kind of problem, but our children have this kind of problem.
就是被凌辱了。
And this is a reproach.
所以怎么办啊?
What should we do?
所以真的要在神面前迫切祷告啊，求神给我们智慧，要怎么重建这个城墙。
And we need to live in front of God and earnestly pray and ask God to guide us to build.
我们看第十八节，二章十八节。
Let's read verse 18, chapter 2, verse 18.
尼希米记二章，自己翻圣经啊，不要依赖这个投影。
And you should flip the Bible yourself. Don't rely on the projector.
尼希米记二章十八节。
Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 18.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三。我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎么样帮助我，并王对我所说的话，他们就说：“我们起来建造吧。”于是他们奋勇做这善工。哇，有一句话叫“万事起头难”。
There's a saying that everything, the first step is the most difficult.
尤其是大家生心都冷掉了。
Especially when our faith grow cold.
其实表面上是城墙的问题。
Apparently, it's a problem of the city wall.
好像是一个建筑的工程的问题。
It's just a physical building problem.
其实不是物质的问题。
But it's not a physical problem.
是属灵的问题。
It's a spiritual problem.
你信心冷淡了。
If your faith grow cold,
信心软弱了。
If your faith is weak,
自然就不想去盖城墙啊。
Then you don't want to build a city wall.
就顾自己的房屋，顾自己的田地。
You just want to build your own house and your field.
我为自己努力。
And you just want to work hard for yourself.
有什么错?
There's nothing what's wrong with that.
谁都想把自己的生活弄好一点呢?
Everyone wants to have a better life.
但他们忘记他们回耶路撒冷是做什么呢?
But they forgot what's the reason they returned to Jerusalem.
他们其实可以不用回来的。
They don't need to return to Jerusalem.
在波斯国住得好好的。
They have a good life in Persia.
已经三代人了，七十年了。
It's a third generation for 70 years.
为什么要回来呢?
Why did they want to go back?
因为神有工作要做啊。
Because there's God's work for them to do.
今天神为什么拣选我们?
Why God have chosen us today?
为什么带我们来加拿大?
Why did God bring us to Canada?
还有带我们在 Alberta 这里。
And especially to Alberta, this place.
你不要说因为这边很房子比较便宜，所以我来这里。
Don't say that because the houses are cheaper here. That's why you come here.
虽然这个是你的原因。
Of course, this may be your own reason.
但是这个不是神的原因。
But this is not the reason of God.
神把你们带来，神把我们带来。
God bring us all here.
哇，是感动我们来。
He moved us so that we come here.
一开始是为了我们的生活。
In the beginning, it's for our own self, our own lifestyle.
其实是为了让我们在这边发展教会啊。
But in fact, he wants us to prosper the church work here.
为我们要传福音啊。
So that we can preach the gospel.
我们要了解神带领我们的脚步。
We have to realize God is guiding our footsteps.
啊，你们都是自己选择要来的吗
？We all chose to come to Calgary.、
除了传道是被派的，是我是没选择的。
Except myself,、
教会要你去就去。
I am sent here.
你们都有选择的。
The church sent me here. I don't have no choice, but you all have a choice to come here.
但是有一些人选择来，不一定想来，不一定来得了。
But some people want to come here. They may not be able to come.
我知道有一些人想来，到现在还来不了。
I know some people want to move here, but they could never come.
我知道有一些人想走，但是也走不了。
I know some people want to live here, but they could never live.
每个人有个人的原因。
Everyone have their own reason.
但是神要你留在这边做什么呢
？But God want you to stay here to do what?
不是为自己啊，家里就过得舒服一点，好一点，房子住舒服一点。
Not so that you have a better house and have a better life.
是要在这边。为神来建造圣殿，重建城墙啊
！So that you can rebuild the wall and build up the church here.
教会需要人
The church needs people.
还有呢，我们自己的信仰，自己的家庭的信仰要重建。
And also, we need to rebuild the faith of our own family.
所以这个是属灵的问题。
This is a spiritual problem.
不是物质的问题。
Not the physical problem.
所以尼希米要把大家的信心激励起来。
So Nehemiah need to motivate the people's faith.
所以他就做见证了，第十八节。
So he testified in verse 18.
我告诉你们呢，神怎么带领我。
He said, I told you how God'sHave been good upon me.
神施恩的手带领我来到这里。
He said, "The hand of my God, which had been good upon me."
这个叫做 Mission Impossible， 本来是不可能的来的，不可能来的。
This is called Mission Impossible. Originally, it's impossible for him to come.
尼希米是一个，也不是一个做这个建筑的官呢。
He is not an official for the building.
他只是帮王上倒酒而已。
He was only a cupbearer for the king.
这种官呢？是不会被派出外面的。
This kind of official will not be sent outside.
还有呢，就是王最信任的人，王是不可能放他走的。
And this kind of person is very trusted by the king, and the king will not easily let them go.
但是竟然神让王让他出去重建城墙。
The king actually let him go to rebuild the city wall.
这个是什么意思？
What does it mean?
只要神愿意，神就会开路。
As long as God is willing, God will open a way.
神已经愿意了。
God is already willing.
尼希米已经在这里了。
Nehemiah is already there.
你们其他人愿不愿意？
Are you willing, all the other people?
有时候有带领者，但是如果大家不被带领，那是也没有用。
Sometimes there's a leader, but people don't want to be led.
但是感谢神，在当下，神的灵在感动大家。
But thank God, at that moment, God's spirit is moving everyone.
所以当尼希米把这个见证讲出来，神施恩的时候怎么帮助我？
So when Nehemiah speaks the testimony and how good God has been good upon him.
那他们就说了，这个是他们哦。
And they said.
这个不是尼希米自己讲哦。
So Nehemiah didn't say it himself.
如果尼希米自己讲这句话就没有用了。
If Nehemiah said it himself, then it may not be so useful.
如果尼希米说，来了，我们来了，我们来了，大家都跑走了。
If Nehemiah just say, come, 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 and everyone may leave.
但是呢，百姓自己讲。
But the people said it themselves.
我们起来建造吧。
Let us rise up and build.
这句话叫做自觉使命。
This means they have their self-determination, a mission to do it.
信仰就是四个字，自觉使命。
And for faith, it's these words that is self
sense of mission,
sense of mission,
sense of urgency 啊，这我你自己要的，你自己不是别人逼你的。
It's a sense of mission. It's no one can force you, but you have the initiative to do it.
如果传道整天叫你们要传福音啊，要来聚会啊，要热心啊，你就听了就很烦。那讲完没有啊？要吃饭了。
Preacher come say that, oh, you should come more earnestly, come to service, and people may just say, oh,
对不对？
They just want to go eat.
我们今天整天都在吃啊。
Today we eat whole day.
哇，那等一下又吃了。
And afterwards we'll also have dinner.
但是如果我们没有自觉使命。
But if we don't have a sense of mission,
别人一直逼你也没有用。
It's no use if others keep forcing you.
但是神透过尼希米讲了这番话，哇，他们里面好像有火在烧啊。
But after Nehemiah have spoken, then they have a burning heart.
好吧，我们一起来建造吧。
They say, okay, let us rise up and build.
这个就是我们今天需要的。
And this is what we need today.
好，我们来看看我们家里的信仰的情况。
Let's look at the family situation.
是不是我们要重新起来建造？
Do we need to rebuild our own family?
好，我们看看，如果我们有婚姻的这种信仰，婚姻的情况，是不是要重建你的婚姻？
If we have a situation of marriage, do we need to rebuild our own marriage?
如果我们有儿女，他的信仰破坏了，是不是要帮助他们重建信仰？
If we have our children and if their faith broken, do we need to help them to rebuild this faith?
如果教会负责人不同心，常常有破口。
If the council members they are not united in heart, there's a gap in the wall.
那是不是要重建？
Do they need to rebuild?
如果全体信徒不同心，
If all the members don't have a united heart,
那圣工怎么发展？
How would the holy work be prosper?
你也不喜欢我，我也不喜欢你，有很多的这种个人的问题。
If I don't like you, you don't like me, there's a lot of conflicts between the members.
难怪教会不发展啊，有些教会就是这样子。
And of course, the church will not prosper. Some churches like this.
长期没有慕道者。
For a long time, they don't have truth seekers.
长期没有人得圣灵。
For a long time, they have no one received the Holy Spirit.
长期没有人受洗。
And for a long time, there's no baptism.
教会出席率越来越低落。
And the attendance of the church service is decreasing.
这个不是没有原因的。
That's not because of no reason.
一定是城墙
破裂了。
Then because the wall is broken.
所以这个时候你就要起来重建它，修补它。
So at that time we need to rise up and build.
哇，这个是太重要。
And this is so important.
所以我们要把这句话记着。
So we need to remember this phrase.
我们要祷告啊，让神感动每一个人呢、啊，愿意踏出来，我们。自己要帮忙重建我们的城墙。
We need to pray and ask God to move everyone willing to take the first step to rebuild the, this wall.
啊，感谢主，我们今天是灵恩会的第二天了，第三天了。
Thank God, today is the third day of this spiritual convocation.
啊，我们卡加利这边已经做的，感谢神的恩典了，让我们这边的空间不太够了。
Thank God that the space is becoming not enough.
表面上我们是在发展的。
On the surface, we are developing.
我们是一个正在发展的教会。
We are church, is prospering.
因为我们的人数越来越多。
Because we have more and more people.
感谢主，我们要感谢赞美主。
We need to give thanks and praise God.
因为过去 Alberta is calling.
Because in the past, Alberta is calling.
这个很多人搬来 Alberta.
A lot of people move to Alberta.
所以让我们的人数有增加。
So that our membership increase.
我们要感谢主。
We give thanks to
God. 让我们的会堂不够做。
So that our chapel is not big enough.
让我们要感谢主。
And we need to give thanks.
但是其实如果我们深入看每一个家庭，每一个个人，可能我们有自己的问题。
But if we look at our own family, perhaps we all have our own problem.
有一句话叫家家有本难念的经嘛。
In Chinese saying, there's a saying that every family has a problem.
如果你真的是把那个好像一个 zoom 进去、哦、把那个变焦进去、啊、仔细看，一定是每一个家庭都有一些破口。
If you zoom into each family, you can see gap in each family.
婚姻。
The marriage,
亲子关系
the relationship between parents and the child,
还有呢，信徒跟信徒之间的关系
and the relationship between members,
同工之间的关系
and the relationship of the co-workers.
其实最主要的破口是自己跟神的关系
and the most important gap is the our relationship between God and ourselves.
我们都有很多的破口
we have a lot of gap in our faith.
所以透过这一次灵恩会，我们要反省。
So that we need to self-examine ourselves.
把它重建起来。
So that we need to rebuild the wall.
我们不要只是说，哦，我们人很多啊，教会很多人，我们就自满了，说啊，教会在发展了。
We should not say that, oh, we have many members, so we are very satisfied, so that we don't need to do anything.
其实教会很多人也不是因为我们很会传福音。
So in fact, we have more members, not because we are very good in preaching the gospel.
我们都是搬进来的比较多。
And most of us just move here from other places.
所以我们传福音还要更加把力量。
So we need to work harder to preach the gospel.
但是我们传福音的时候，魔鬼在后面就攻击我们。
But when we preach, Satan will attack us from behind.
尤其是攻击那些破口。
Especially, they will attack the gap.
真的，我们要带慕道者，有时候家里就出问题了。
So, is indeed true that when we bring truth seeker, then maybe we have family problems.
有时候要来教会做圣工，夫妻就吵架了。
So when we want to serve in the church, then there's a conflict between husband and wife.
或者孩子就给你出问题了。
Or the children give you some problems.
魔鬼就看到你破口在哪里，软弱在哪里，他就攻你哪里。
And Satan see your weakness, and they will attack your weakness.
所以我们要为主做工，我们更要谨慎，赶快要修补破口。
So when if we want to serve God, then we need to rebuild this wall and fix this gap.
所以我们要常常为我们卡加利教会祷告。
So we need to pray for the Calgary Church.
那这次小弟呢？灵恩会之前呢，去了日本一趟啊，参加大阪生野教会的一个献堂典礼。
So before this spiritual convocation, I went to Japan to attend the dedication of Osaka Church.
顺便在这边呢，简单介绍一下那边教会的情况。
So I will also introduce the situation of the church there.
因为呢，他们的这个献堂对我们也很有启发。
Because this dedication also inspired us a lot.
因为我们教会呢也正在发展，也想找更大、更好的、更适合的会堂。
Because our church is also looking for a bigger chapel.
那日本教会啊，日本真耶稣教会是怎么传进去的呢
？So how was the True Jesus Church preached into Japan?
我们知道啊，刚刚传传团也有讲，其实台湾啊。是曾经被日本管制50年。
Just now, Preacher Chan shared that Taiwan was ruled by Japan for 50 years.
是日本曾经是日本的殖民地。
And they are colony of Japan.
从1895年到1945年。
And from 1895 to 1945.
1895到1945整整的50年被日本人，台湾是被日本人管制。
So for 50 years. They were ruled by the Japanese.
那 1945年日本战败。
1954, the Japan lost the war.
啊，那就要把台湾归回给中华民国。
And they have to return Taiwan to the Republic of China.
那在台湾的日本人呢，他们就要撤退了，就回到日本。
And the Japanese need to depart from Taiwan Island.
啊，那有一部分的日本人在台湾接受了基督教，尤其是相信的真耶稣教会。
So some Japanese they received the faith of into church and they returned to Japan.
哇，那么他们回去之后呢，也继续的聚会。
And after they return to Japan, they continue to have service.
所以我们真耶稣教会在大阪呢，也是在那个时候呢，有日本人搬回去的时候，继续在那边传福音，继续在那边聚会。
So after those Japanese return to Osaka, they continue to have service and preach the gospel.
啊，只是因为在一开始啊，没有教会的牧养，也没有工人从台湾、从中国，没有人去那边真正的是牧养他们。
But unfortunately, in the beginning, there's no minister to pastor the church there.
所以教会也曾经有一段很长的时间呢，非常的软弱。
So there was a period of time the church there was very weak.
有非常多的问题。
And there were a lot of problems in the church.
因为魔鬼要攻击教会，要借着人的软弱。
Because Satan wanted to attack the church, saying through the weaknesses of man.
但是神的怜悯保守真教会。
But thank God's grace, He protected the true Jesus Church.
那我们日本进来了，从最主要是关东还有关西两个大的地区都有真耶稣教会。
And right now, there are two main
major area. 最主要是东京区了，东京区有好多真耶稣教会。
And in Tokyo area, there were a lot of true Jesus Church.
另外呢，西边呢就是关西，就是以大阪为主啊。
And on the western side is the mainly is the Osaka area.
那从大阪这边呢，还有神户啊、Kobe 啊，还有 Kyoto 啊，那边都有一些信徒啊。
And another area like Kobe, there are other areas.
那这一次献堂呢是在大阪。
And this time the dedication is in Osaka.
这个就是教堂的这一次献堂教会的外貌。
And this is the photo of the chapel there.
这一次他们两个礼拜前呢，就是开了灵恩大会。
And 2 weeks ago they have a spiritual convocation.
他们的灵恩会的主题就是向下扎根，往上结果。
And the topic of a spiritual convocation is having roots downward and have fruits upward.
这个传道人也很认真啊，准备道理的时候呢，也是有这些图片啊，也要让他看到，哇，这棵树，你一定要扎根才可以结果子。
And this preacher have some photo in his sermon and say you need to have roots downward so that you have fruits upward.
现在春天呢，我们天气比较好了，但是树还没有结果啊。
So in the springtime, the weather is very good, but the fruits hasn't bear any fruits yet.
还要再等几个月。
And we have to wait for a few months.
等雨水够了，他们长得好了。
And the rains, we have enough rain, they will grow very well.
那只要它健康，一定会结果子的。
If the tree is healthy, they will bear fruit.
那我们的信仰也是一样。
Our faith is the same.
那如果你的信仰真正有扎根在主耶稣里面。
If our faith is rooted in Christ Jesus.
你在真理上面扎根。
If we have roots in the truth.
在主耶稣基督这个磐石上面扎根。
If we have roots on the rock of Jesus,
你就可以结出圣灵的果子。
Then we can bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
那这次的灵恩会这两盆花呢，也是有一个主题啊。
And this spiritual convocation, there's a theme about these two plots of flowers.
这两盆花呢，是一位台湾的姐妹啊，特别飞过去帮忙插花的。
And this two plots of flowers were arranged by a sister from Taiwan who flew from Taiwan.
有一个姐妹她很有插花的恩师。
And this sister have talents in arranging flowers.
她在日本也学过插花，在很多地方比赛得奖。
And he learned to arrange flowers in Japan, and she won many competitions.
有一次有一个长老碰到这位姐妹。
There's one time an elder. Met this sister.
她说：“姐妹，你那么会插花，那边要献堂了，你要不要飞过去帮忙插花？”
And this elder said to the sister, "You know to arrange flowers so well. Can you fly to Japan that dedication to help them?"
他们需要帮忙。
They need help in arranging the flowers.
这个姐妹一想说：“好啊，如果是神要我帮，神需要我的，我就飞过去。”
And this sister say, "Oh, if God leads me, I will fly there to help."
但是她跟她先生说：“我去，你也要陪伴哦。”
But the sister say, "If I go, my husband." You also need to go.
所以他先生也请假。
So her husband also take time off.
我第一次听到有人坐飞机去帮忙插花。
First time I heard of someone will fly to another church to help arranging flowers.
因为他们对神有这种感恩的心呢。
But because they have a thanksgiving heart for God.
啊，自己出钱，自己出时间，飞过去帮忙做圣工。
They spend their own money and time to help out the holy work there.
因为他们爱主耶稣。
Because they love Jesus.
啊，那他在祷告的时候想想，哎，那我这次我要插什么花呢？
And when she was praying and thinking what kind of flower she should arrange.
她就问负责人有没有主题啊。
And she asked, was there a theme of the dedication?
她说没有了，让你自己发挥了。
He said, oh, we don't have a theme.
她说好，她在祷告里面讲到四个字，如火眺望。
And she prayed, she thought of four words that, oh, it's burning like a fire.
哇，那就好，那我要插我的插花的主题出来了，灵感来了，就是如火眺望，这个花就是我一直往上去眺望起来，好像一把火这样。
And that's why this flower is like a fire, keep burning upward.
啊，一个教会就是要如火眺望起来。
Church, we need to burn like a fire.
不要冷冷的。
We should not be cold.
啊，不要不冷不热。
We should not be lukewarm.
我们看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录。
Revelation,
启示录第三章啊
，Chapter three,
三章第十五节
，Verse 15,
启示录三章十五节
，Revelation chapter three, verse 15,
我们一起读
，Let's read together.
一二三，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。十六节
，16,
你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。老底家教会就预表末世教会里面大部分信徒的这种情况。
And the Church of Laodicea is described the end time church.
就是不冷不热。
They are lukewarm.
你说他没有信吗？他有信啊。
And you say they don't believe, they still believe.
你说他没有来聚会吗？他好像也有来聚会。
You say they don't come for service, they still have service.
但是信仰已经没有了那种温度了。
But they don't have this temperature in their faith.
对人也冷冷的。
They are very cold to others.
啊，看到弟兄姐妹，有一些根本就不饿，饿都省起来，他就自己去忙自己的。饿都省起来，每个礼拜见了都不打招呼的都有。
Some people they see each other at church, they don't even say hi to each other.
大城市越大城市越冷漠。
The bigger the cities, the colder the members.
我不是说这里，我们卡加利还蛮热情的。
I'm not saying here, people are here is pretty good.
但是有一些地方已经冷淡。
But in some other places, they become very cold.
是我们自己可能也是已经有点不冷不热了。
But maybe ourselves become lukewarm.
啊，但是主耶稣这里透过圣灵告诉教会。
But here, Jesus through Holy Spirit tell the church.
不可以不冷不热。
You should not be lukewarm.
主耶稣不接受不冷不热的信仰。
Lord Jesus will not accept the faith of lukewarm.
我要发起热心。
And we need to be zealous.
啊，所以这次我去大阪教会。
So this time I go to Osaka Church.
哇，感觉到真的是如火眺望啊。
I can feel that the zealousness of the members.
这个教会人数不是太多。
They don't have many members in the church.
大概会籍上面113个人。
And the membership is 113.
安息日聚会大概五六十人。
And the Sabbath service have about 50 to 60 people.
这大城市都是这样。
It's like the big city is like this.
他们人力非常有限。
They are very limited in manpower.
但是为了这次献堂，大家信徒都是尽心尽力啊。
But for this dedication, everyone put in their effort.
所以这一次让我非常的感动。
So this time I'm very moved.
这个是献堂里的海报啊。
This is the poster of the dedication.
这是2024年5月5日，这两个礼拜前。
It's May 5th, just 2 weeks ago.
这次献堂里的非常多人参加，从海外的。也有很多人去。
This time, that many people attended this dedication, and even from overseas.
我们卡加利也派代表团去啊。
And
我们 Laura 姐妹还有何弟兄也去，加上我们，不小心变成代表团。
We have a representative from Calgary Church, Laura's family, and myself.
也有台湾的，也有东南亚的，都沙巴的。还有马来西亚的、新加坡的都有弟兄姐妹飞特别飞过去参加献堂礼。
Members from Taiwan, Singapore, Malaysia to attend the dedication.
那个大阪这个教会，这个区叫深野教会啊。
And this church is the 深野 church.
深野区那个传道人也很有趣，他说我们这个教会是生在旷野，生在旷野。哇，这他很有想象力。
In Chinese, it means that you are born in the wilderness.
旷野是一个。 很干旱的地方啊，还有一个不好生长的地方。
And wilderness is a very dry place. It's not good for growth.
啊，但是水分很少的地方啊。
And they don't have much water.
但是旷野也有植物啊。
But there's still plants.
有时候还有树啊。
And sometimes they have trees.
啊，那个尊牧传道的比喻，我们教会也曾经历过一段很长很艰难的时间。
The resident preacher said that their church have encountered a period of difficulty.
啊，整个大阪区真的历史很长，也不用没有时间在这边讲。
In the area of Osaka, they have a lot of history.
有很多软弱。
A lot of weaknesses.
有教会很多的问题。
A lot of problems.
但是神还怜悯真教会。
But God have mercy for the true church.
因为真教会不是人的教会。
Because the true church is not the church of man.
是属于神的。
It's a church belongs to God.
圣灵亲自建立的。
And the Holy Spirit himself established.
虽然人有软弱。
Even though there's weaknesses in man.
但是人会过去。
But man will pass away.
所以这次建堂的这个圣野教会。
So this time this Sung Ye Church.
也是属于日本联络处的一个教会。
It's a church belonging to the Japanese Coordination Center.
就好像我们加拿大有联络全国的一个单位。就是加拿大联络处，日本也有联络处。
It's just Canada have CCC and Japan also have a coordination center.
那日本联络处呢也属于我们世界联合总会的，也是有在交流的。
So the Japan Coordination Center is also belongs to the IA organization.
所以我们真耶稣教会全球是一体的。
So our True Jesus Church, we are all one body.
这个就好像城墙一样连起来。
It's like a city wall is connected.
我忘记刚刚讲一点，这次仙堂里的有特别的嘉宾特别 VIP 有两位韩国的传道去参加仙堂里。
And this time there were two VIP attended the dedication. There are two preachers from Korea.
有韩国的传道
There are two Korean preachers.
感谢主，我们 Jenny 姐妹也是韩国姐妹。
And our sister Jenny is also from Korea.
我们真耶稣教会就是 multicultural 的，所有的都是。真教会这都是一体的，城墙啊，这都一样。
True Jesus Church is multicultural. We are connected by the city wall.
不管你什么民族种族。
No matter what kind of culture or race.
那为什么韩国总会派两个韩国传道去参加这个仙堂礼呢
？Why did Korean church send two preachers to attend this dedication?
原来有故事的。
There was a story behind it.
原来啊，韩国真耶稣教会啊，是由日本大阪这边啊，从日本这边啊。传到韩国的。
Actually, the Korean churches was originally preached from the Osaka church.
那个时候从日本那有人领受的福音，那跟韩国那边的联络，再过去传福音的。
Long time ago, someone received the gospel in Japan, and they brought it to Korea to preach there.
所以神就是很奇妙透过一个地方传到另外一个地方。
So it's very amazing, God. Through this one place and preach to the other.
所以我们今天也是要继续的这样传福音。
So today we need to continue to preach this gospel.
这是教会楼下接待处当天献堂礼的时候很热闹。
And this is a photo from that day on that day.
弟兄姐妹都讲日文。
Everyone speak Japanese.
部分会讲中文。
Some of them can speak Chinese.
都不太讲英文。
But they don't speak a lot of English.
不太讲英文除了很小部分但是呢。都是感觉到日本人很有礼貌，在社会就很有礼貌了，教会就更有礼貌。
We know that Japanese are very polite, and in the church they are even more polite.
日本社会的看到人都点头了
When they see each other, they will bow down.
这种是一种礼貌。
This is being polite.
其实日本人的礼貌是从中国古代的时候就学过来了。
In fact, the politeness of Japanese is from China.
中国古代也很有礼貌，礼仪之邦嘛，中国人是礼仪之邦。
In the ancient time, the China is called a country of polite.
所以你看那个接待的穿得整整齐齐的，穿西装，带名片，然后呢，信徒鞠躬，欢迎。
You see the ushers here, they wear suits, and then when they see the visitor, they will just bow down and welcome them.
我希望我们北美洲的接待以后也可以组一个团去考察一下。
I hope that in North America, the usher team can go to Japan and to study.
这就让我们可以从不同的文化里面看到别人做得好的地方，我们也要提升自己。
Then we can see the, from other culture, and we can learn from other culture and improve ourselves.
这个大阪圣野教会的，在没有买到会堂之前，有一段很长的时间他们到处流离漂流的来聚会。
In this Sung Ye Church, before they have a chapel, they have to go to different places to have service.
有一段时间租地方。
For a period of time, they rent out a place.
有些时候呢，他们在租不到地方，在公园聚会。
And for a period of time, they cannot rent any place. They just go to the park to have service.
那公园是很凉快，是没有错。
Of course, it's a very cool place in the park.
但是有时候会下雨，有时候大太阳。
But sometimes it's very rainy or very sunny.
那主耶稣就安排啊。
So Lord Jesus arranged.
2016年，他们就成立祈祷所。
2016, they established a prayer house.
但是那个时候还没有买到教堂。
But they couldn't purchase a chapel.
但是2017年机会就来了。
But the opportunity comes in 2017.
他们看到，就是刚刚我们看到这个建筑物在卖。
And they saw this building was for sale.
这个建筑物的本来呢，它是做商业的用途的。
Originally, this is a commercial building.
最顶楼那一层是老板住的。
The top floor is the resident of the boss.
盖得很漂亮。
It's a very beautiful place.
下面呢是一些商业，还有一些生产的工具在那边运作的。
And there's some equipment on the lower floor.
那个时候2017年的时候，他们发现这个会堂在出卖。这个建筑物在出卖，是独立，整栋独立的。
And 2017, they saw this is for sale, and this is an independent building.
他们一开始钱也不够啊。
Of course, in the beginning, they don't have enough money.
但是凭着信心。
But through faith.
还有了整个日本的教会。
And all the Japanese churches.
还有了世界各地正耶稣教会也帮忙。
And all the other churches around the world.
他们就凭着信心啊，去把它买下来。
So by faith, they purchased this building.
但买的时候呢，他们那个时候也是缺很多钱。
When they purchased this, they are still owe a lot of money.
他们买的时候啊，那个价钱呢，日币啊。哇，这个是天文数字哈 ，$118 million 啊，差不多12,000,000 日币。
So at that time it is 118 million yen.
哇，那个时候他们也缺很多很多钱。
And they still lack of a lot of money.
但是他们凭着信心就是买起来。
But by faith they purchased this.
再借钱。
And then they borrow some money.
现在大部分都还掉了，剩一点点贷款。
And now mostly they repay the debt.
所以这里告诉我们一点很重要啊。
And this tells us a very important.
当机会来的时候
，When the opportunity comes，
你要拿出信心来。
We need to bring out our faith.
不要说哎呀，我们没钱啊，缺那么多钱，买小一点的啦，或者是不要买那么大了。
We should not say, oh, we don't have money. We should not buy such a big place. We should buy a small place.
如果你到时候当时候他们信心不够
，If at that time they didn't have the faith，
如果觉得说哎呀，我们人那么少，不要买那么大了。
And if they thought that, oh, we don't have so many people, we should not buy such a big church.
那机会一过了就没有了。
The opportunity, they will go away.
其实不单止大阪教会，就是买教会建堂是全世界正耶稣教会一起的努力，一起的合作。
And actually, it's not just about Osaka Church buying a chapel. It's all the Jesus Church around the world.
所以感谢主啊！虽然欠那么多钱，但是他们还是要成功把它买下来。
Even though they lack so much money, they were still successful to purchase this place.
买了之后，他们没钱了，要装修啊。
And after they purchased the place, they don't have money to renovate.
他们告诉我们说，很多这种内部的装修啊，都是弟兄姐妹自己帮忙做的。
And they told us that a lot of the renovation was done by the members.
他不是说像我们这样啊，找个 contractor 叫他们做，大部分他们的装修工作是信徒做。
And they are not like us. They find a contractor to do the work for us. But for them, most of the work is done by the members.
还有一些信徒啊，从东京都啊，坐新干线去大阪，待着一个礼拜，帮教会装修。
Even some members take a time off a week from Japan, from Tokyo to take the train to go to Osaka to help out.
有些信徒就约好一个月去一次，有每个月都去，这样帮忙教会。把它做起来。
Some members say they go every month and then they will do the work, finish the work together.
这种爱心呢，真的很感动。
And this kind of love really move us.
因为爱神的家。
They love the home, the house of God.
当然，在装修过程，在各方面也是很长，也是很多的考验。
Of course, there's a lot of trials and difficulties during the process of renovation.
但是感谢主啊，到最后。还是把这个会堂献给神，荣耀主耶稣的圣名。
Thank God, at the end, they dedicate this chapel to God and glorify God.
所以两个礼拜前，世界联合总会的总负责周明阳长老就去那边帮助献堂礼了。
So 2 weeks ago, the chairman of IA, Bishop German Yang, went there to help out the dedication.
还有另外一题了，车夫敏长老也是在那边协助注目。
And also, Bishop Chair Fu Ming also reside in the area.
他本来已经退休了。
He already actually retired.
这是日本需要传道人。
But the Japan they need the future.
来引导他们来教教会的长远的发展。
And to guide them to develop the holy work.
所以长老啊，还继续在那边来帮助。
So at the elder, is staying there to help.
他们进步得很快。
They are growing very fast.
我们预计啊，应该明年就可以成立总会了。
So they predict that next year they can set up a general assembly.
啊，哇！如果是这样的话，还超过我们加拿大，还超车啊。
And actually, then they will surpass Canada.
我们加拿大那么久的还是联络处。
And Canada for such a long time, we still only have a coordination center.
他们短短时间，很多的信徒，很多的教会建立起来。
And such a short period of time, they have many established many churches.
啊，让我最感动的之一啊。
One of the things that touched me the most.
你看那天的诗班的现场。
You can see the choir at that time.
啊，这两位啊，差不多80岁的老姐妹。
These two sisters, they are about 80 years old.
我跟他们言语不是很通，因为他们是日本人，那讲日本话。
They are Japanese, so I couldn't really communicate with them.
但是透过翻译。
But through translation,
都知道他们都是老信徒啊。
We know that they are very old members.
他们现世都出来一起唱。
During choir, they came out and sing together.
这一位啊，他还是脚不方便，他就坐着唱。
This one here, I have to sit down to sing.
但是他都愿意为主耶稣献上这个歌喉来，在献堂礼当中来赞美神。
But she's willing to offer up her voices to praise God.
是看到这些正面的事情，看到这些让人家感动的。
So when we see all these things that touch us,
啊，自己的信心都会增强。
And our faith will grow.
所以我们也常常为日本的教会祷告。
Let's also pray often for the Japanese.
我们也为我们自己的加拿大的教会加油。
We also put more effort in our own church.
更要为我们卡加利教会加油。
We need to put more effort in our Calgary church.
属灵的城墙，我们每一个人要自己修补。
The spiritual wall we need to build ourselves.
无论我们的家庭。
No matter it's our family,
教会
our church,
我们要联合为一
we need to be connected together as
常常为教会祷告为教会的合一祷告
we need to pray for the unity of church
家庭的合一也要祷告
we need to pray for the unity of the family
你家庭不合一教会怎么合一
if the family is not united how can be the church be united
那合一城墙盖好了圣殿就会兴旺
If the wall is built up and then the church will be prosper.
我们也要为教会堂的事情来祷告。
We also need to pray for looking for chapel.
刚刚负责人跟我说，哇，刚刚下午那一堂布道会，中午110人在这里，110人了。
The church council member just told me that we have 110 people.
布道会的时候。
In the evangelical service.
还有几个家庭出国还没回来。
And there are few families overseas.
所以要建堂，要找一个更大的地方是。极不容缓的这个事情。
So it is very urgent for us to find a new chapel.
但是我们自己属灵上要准备好。
But we need to be prepared spiritually.
信心准备好。
We need to prepare our faith.
同心准备好。
We need to prepare our unity.
像机会一出来了，我们就拿住神给我们的机会。
When the opportunity comes, we need to grab hold of this opportunity.
好，最后我们要留20分钟来祷告。
Now we are going to pray for 20 minutes.
感谢神，今天因为神已经降临圣灵给一位小妹妹了。
Thank God that God has granted Holy Spirit to our sister today.
证明神在我们当中。
And prove that God is with us.
神的圣灵要感动我们。
God's Holy Spirit wants to move us.
你要求圣灵，求圣灵充满，你把心打开。
So we need to pray for the Holy Spirit. We need to open our hearts.
让我们真正起来建造自己属灵的圣殿。
So that we can rise up and build the temple, spiritual temple.
所以要接受按手，求平安，求灵恩的都可以到前面或者走到来。
If you want to receive the lay of hands, you can come forward or on the hallway.
我们求神带领我们。
We can ask God to guide us.
一起祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.